This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And now, voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And we are live talking about Cubs baseball. Yes, the Cubs are off to Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. And right now with the Yankees leading 4-0 this ballgame in the fifth inning at Yankee Stadium. If the Yankees hold on and win this game, the first pitch Central Time on Saturday at 1:08. That's 1:08 Saturday afternoon. Now, if the Red Sox rally and win this series, the Cubs and Brewers will play at 8:08. That's 8:08. But again, the way the Yankees are playing, it could be a 1:08 start time on Saturday against Milwaukee. But for now, let's enjoy this game. And, you know, let me just make one statement, and then we'll get to your calls at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Maybe you're in Wrigleyville. Maybe you're booming out 50,000 watts of Cubs power. The score, 670. Let me just say this. There's one sport where it indeed is a marathon. You've got 162 games. Think about this. You're playing almost every day. How many days off does a baseball team get per month? Maybe three? I mean, they're playing 162 games. They aren't robots. So the Cubs at the trade deadline make some moves, some good moves. Everyone wanted to go for the five-star major blockbuster trade. Didn't happen. Jed Hoyer, management, ownership, they're getting ripped. And yet here we are. Why? Because exactly of those moves. And remember, Cade Horton, we don't know his availability. Hopefully he'll be able to pitch against Milwaukee. But you think about what this ball club has been through, losing Steele and now losing Horton at a key time in the course of the season. It's been a remarkable run by the Chicago Cubs. Again, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. The defense, all series long, has been unbelievable. And the way Swanson and Horner and PCA, I mean, it's a pleasure to watch a high-level athlete at crunch time on the biggest stage come through. 312-644-6767. For those of you who are at the ball game, or maybe you're just coming home from work and you said, Chuck, what happened to this ball game? How did the Cubs win this series? 3-1, the final in game three. I got to get a bag full of highlights. So Tyler Farengel, our producer tonight. Tyler, good to see you. Thank you very much for your time tonight. We're on the air, by the way, until 10. Let's go with a package of highlights with the Hall of Fame voice of the Chicago Cubs, Pat Hughes.
Listen to these fans at Wrigley. The 2-2, driven toward right center. Crow Armstrong is there, makes a sliding backhanded catch. Good play by Pete. Padres go 1-2-3. swings and hits a fair ball down the left field line. It bounces off the sidewall. Racing to third is Tucker. It's a double for Suzuki. Runners at second and third, nobody out.
When Suzuki is at his best, he's aggressive. He goes to home plate looking to swing. He got a pitch he could handle, inside heater, and whistles this ball right down the line. Padres catch a break that this ball hits the sidewall and kicks out instead of going into the corner. If it goes into the corner, Tucker scores easily. Cubs with two men on and nobody out.
Kelly takes inside and gets hit by the pitch. He got hit by the pitch, and this loads the bases with nobody out. And Pete Crow Armstrong is coming up. A swing and a line drive, center field, shallow. That's going to be a base hit. Everyone moves up 90 feet. Cubs lead 1-0. The ball gets away, but runners will hold. 1-0. Pete Crow Armstrong, a bloop single into left center. Cubs lead 1-0. Still nobody out. Swanson trying to come through. Big spot. Base is loaded. Nobody out. And the pitch. It's high for ball four. Cubs get a gift run. It's 2-0. Still nobody out. Pretty good plate appearance by Dansby. That was the patience of a veteran we just saw.
He spoiled two good breaking balls away and rolled them over foul. That was the key to the at-bat. It extended the at-bat, and then he didn't chase a couple pitches. Big at-bat, and now the Cubs need another big swing for Matt Shaw.
Swing and a miss, strike three. A breaking ball got him. Three shutout innings for Jamison Tyone. Tyone ready for the payoff pitch. On the way, a little fly ball, shallow left center. Going out is Dansby Swanson. He's got it. Dansby got a good jump. He ran back with his head looking over his shoulder and then turned to face home plate and made the catch to end the inning. Four shutout innings for Jamison Tyone. Jackson Merrill, left-handed batter, 1-for-2. Hits a ground ball to short. Swanson's got it. Steps on the bag. Throws to first. Double play. Double play ends the inning. Dansby grabbed the grounder. Ran over. The timing was impeccable. As soon as he stepped on the bag, he was throwing to first and avoiding the sliding Machado. You can't do it any better than Dansby just did. Cubs leading 2-0, almost everyone standing at Wrigley. And the 1-2, a little line drive. Caught by Horner, close to second, not in time. Great catch by Nico Horner. It was a soft line drive. He jumped and came down and then reached up and caught a snow cone. Great catch by Nico, not an easy play.
I do believe Nico, it was kind of hit like a changeup and kind of fooled him a little, but he was able to make the play.
And now Bush drives one in the air. Deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Gone!
Michael Bush, one of the hottest hitters on the planet, going into this playoff, comes up big in game three.
Cubs lead 3-0. Michael Bush with a drive over the right center field fence. It cleared the 368 marker and landed about two or three rows back. And the Cubs now lead by three.
Do you think this crowd was ready for a blast from someone in a blue uniform?
Woo! The 1-1. High fly ball, deep right field. Going back is the right fielder at the wall, and that's going to be a home run. Suzuki ran out of room. It's a home run to right for Jackson Merrill, and the Padres are not done yet. It is now a 3-1 ball game. And the 1-2 pitch inside, and it hits it. And the Padres now get the tying run at the plate. O'Hearn got nailed pretty good. He's limping as he goes down the first base line. And this is not over yet. Fairmain, two hits tonight. Here's the pitch by Kittredge. A swing and a high fly ball to center. Pete Crow Armstrong is there. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's got it! Pete Crow Armstrong made the catch in relatively deep center field. The Cubs have won the ball game. They have won the National League Wild Card Series battle against San Diego. And Ronnie, not surprisingly, it went right down to the final at-bat.
It never gets easy. Great pitch, a little pitch away, get the routine fly ball. And who better to catch it in center field than Pete Crow Armstrong to finish up this wild card series? The Cubs win game three. They will advance and head to Milwaukee.
And I hear Milwaukee is pretty this time of year.
We're going to find out.
All right, so those are the highlights. Many thanks to, obviously, the 670 Score Studio, the producers, the engineers, and the great Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. And Zach Zaman will rejoin the two coming up Saturday. And right now, again, the Yankees leading the Red Sox 4-0 that ball game in the fifth inning of play. And should the Yankees win that game, 1-0-8 first pitch Saturday afternoon with the Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers banged up with their pitching staff with not only Quintana, but Woodruff is banged up as well. We'll give you updates throughout tomorrow morning as far as whether or not Cade Horton, his status for this series as well. But right now, let's go to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Whether you listened to the game, watched it on television, maybe you were at Wrigley Field, we want to hear from you with the celebration definitely going on till the wee hours of the morning as the Cubs win the wild card series against the San Diego Padres, who, by the way, just a side note, the Padres have a lot of issues in the offseason. They could have as many as 10, count them, 10 free agents. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Al from Vernon Hills. Al, you're on 670 The Score. Let's talk some Cubs ball.
Hi, Chuck. Al Brodsky, Vernon Hills. We've known each other for years.
Yes.
I want to say three bullet points, three things. One, may Ryan Sandberg's memory be a blessing. I had the pleasure of umpiring his grandchildren and got to know him a little personally, and may his memory be a blessing. He's smiling in heaven.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I appreciate what you said, and I think to a person, anyone connected as a fan, as an employee of the Cubs organization, those who covered Ryan like I did back in the day, it was a pleasure and still is a pleasure to deal with Sandberg's spirit because it will never leave Wrigley Field, ever.
I agree. And his spirit, you know, he was just a pleasant, kind gentleman who led by example. And I'm someone who has a lot of enthusiasm and passion that's got to tone it down. But I just left my, I'm on the way home to Vernon Hills. I'm almost home from Yom Kippur for breaking the fast at Yom Kippur. And I actually believe that God was with us today, being a Jewish holiday as holy as Yom Kippur. And so I think that has something to do with it. But I was at a game on my birthday, September 30th. My wife was kind enough to Tuesday we went. But I was also at a game earlier in the year. And something about sitting in the bleachers and cheering and
That's what it's about. You know what, Al? It's about being a part of what's been happening at Wrigley Field. I mean, this has been a remarkable season for people to think. They won 92 games. 92. And no one was ever happy. Really. I mean, you got to give credit to Milwaukee. They had a fantastic year, obviously. Best record in baseball. They were on a run for about a month. Remember, they started the season, and I thought, okay, this is the end of the Brewers. And all of a sudden, they got sizzling hot. I mean, they were scorching, and they went through baseball. It didn't matter whether it was the Central in the National League, but the Brewers all of a sudden came back down to earth, as one would expect, and their pitching staff is banged up. I think the Cubs are going to win this series in five. I really do. Let's go to Griffin from St. Charles. Griffin, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, how does it feel celebrating a Thursday night victory for the Cubs? I'm not sure how often I get to say that, but I want to give my flowers, first and foremost, to Dansby out there. Excellent plays, just made it shortstop. Super glad to have him Mr. Consistent in Nico Horner, always coming to the bat and always being on the field. While there are some balls he couldn't get to, he put in a lot of effort to get to those, and I'm really, really happy that we get to have him. As well as I have some few concerns going into Milwaukee. There's definitely some postseason jitters. And I saw this with Keller. Keller was getting a little wild back there, and there was Shaw at the plate who did not look comfortable behind the plate. He looked like how he looked when he first got called up from Iowa. I want to know what your feelings about this are, Chuck.
Well, I understand what you're saying about Shaw, and hopefully he's gone through this now, and he'll be having a better series against Milwaukee for sure. Here's the thing that, you know, you mentioned Horner and Dansby Swanson and PCA. If you think about what this organization and their front office did, okay, so you've got a double play combination. Swanson came over as a free agent, okay? A free agent. Horner, a homegrown player from their farm system, right? And then you have PCA who came over in a trade. Those are three remarkable players. One each from different ways of putting a ball club together. Free agency, trade, and the farm system. And that's how you build a ball club. But I think, again, the Cubs are on a roll. And I do believe they are a better team right now than Milwaukee. There is no question in my mind they are a better team than the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, 312-644-6767. Ben, you're on 670 The Score.
Chuck, I've loved listening to you do Bulls games over the years, and I love listening to you on The Score. So listen here. Today's my birthday, and the Cubs for the past 20 years have ripped my heart out on my birthday. If you remember the Marlins series, that was October 2nd. They got eliminated. 2018, they got eliminated by the Rockies on October 2nd. They got pummeled by the Dodgers in 2008, this game two, basically sealing the deal on that sweep. And in 2004, you remember that great team that actually won one more game than 2003 Cubs, and they got eliminated on my birthday from the wild card spot. But I want to say about this about the Cubs. The Cubs check all the boxes. They've got the pitching. They've got a great bullpen. They've got the manager who knows how to manage a modern bullpen. He's got the outgetters. You've got the sluggers and the stars who are hot at the right time. Seiya is hot. PCA is hot. Kyle Tucker looks like he is ready to come back. This team has got everything to make it all the way. And I have said on Hit and Run for the past 2 months, this is what you wanted. You wanted Milwaukee because you are better than Milwaukee. I don't care what the record is. I don't care how they played in July. I don't care that Andrew Vaughn turned into a stud for a month and a half, and now he's back to being Andrew Vaughn. Go, Cubs, go. I love each and every one of you Twitchies and everybody on the Discord and everybody on The Score. Go get it.
All right, thank you, and again, happy birthday. You know, I'm thinking about Milwaukee, and again, Craig Counsell has taken some heat, and, you know, managers always get the brunt of criticism. I understand that. It comes with the territory. But the people in Milwaukee, and I hope we have some listeners in Milwaukee, you know, they still have it in for Craig Counsell because he left the Brewers. But you know what? If someone is offering you, and he was in demand, it's not like the Cubs were the only team knocking on the door. Personally, I thought it was a done deal. He was going to New York, the Mets. But he signed with the Cubs for $8 million a year. God bless him. How many of us in that situation would have turned down a deal to not only manage in the great city of Chicago with one of the greatest franchises in Major League Baseball? And, oh, by the way, they're going to sustain it because they're the only big market team in the division. And, oh, by the way, you know what? We're offering you $8 million a year. So again, you know what? Craig Counsell deserves every cent of what he's getting. And on top of that, for Milwaukee, you know what? Pat Murphy is a great manager. He is a terrific manager. So again, I like the Cubs in five over the Brewers. We've got lines open at 312-644-6767.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jackson Merrill, left-handed batter, one for two. Hits a ground ball to short. Swanson's got it. Steps on the bag. Throws to first. Double play. Double play ends the inning. Dansby grabbed the grounder, ran over. The timing was impeccable. As soon as he stepped on the bag, he was throwing to first and avoiding the sliding Machado. You can't do it any better than Dansby just did.
And you're listening to live coverage, post-game coverage. Cubs advance to take on the Brewers. And again, game one, and it certainly appears, although certainly we still have three innings to go in Yankee Stadium. New York with a 4-0 lead over the Boston Red Sox. If the Yankees win that game, it's a 108 first pitch, game one on Saturday with the Cubs and Brewers. You just heard the highlight from the great Pat Hughes. And Dansby Swanson, without any question, flat out, period. You can book it. His glove beat the Padres in this series, period. Dansby Swanson, they don't hand out MVPs for a wild card series, nor should they. But I'm telling you what, if I had a vote, he'd get it. This guy is dominant. And I love the middle. You got, think about this. You got Horner, you got Swanson, you got PCA. The defense on this ball club, and now the depth in the bullpen. And listen, the phone lines are going crazy. Let's go with the phone lines. Tyler Farringall is our producer. Tyler, you want to go with Bob from Northside?
Sure, let's do Bob.
All right, Bob, welcome. 670 The Score.
Hey, guys. Thank you. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of disagree with some of the things you were saying about Craig Counsell. First of all, I managed baseball for about 15 years with my kids. And granted, it's kids. I understand the difference from Major League. And
you're right.
Kids.
There is a big difference, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's huge. No, it's huge. But the fundamentals are still the same. When you need to play small ball, you play small ball. PCA's got all this elite speed. Why is he not up there button? He went, everybody's not talking about how he went five strikeouts and six at-bats over the first two games.
Well, I mean, how many hits did he have tonight? Three.
Okay.
He's 23 years old, and he is going to develop into a different-looking player in the next two, 3 years. I mean, look at his power this year. I mean, when
his game hasn't even begun yet.
He hasn't even hit his prime. He hasn't even begun to hit his prime in a window.
No. I mean, I agree with that. He has a lot of potential. But if it wasn't for Hap, PCA, and Suzuki's defense, you know, that I mean, Hap and PCA were killing the Cubs offensively. Tucker was struggling, and they made him a DH.
Yeah, well, that's because of injuries. But I thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Scott from Highland Park. Scott, you're on 670 The Score.
Chuck, how you doing?
All right, thank you.
Listen, I couldn't disagree with that caller more. PCA, are you kidding me? He played a great game. I was at the game tonight. He played an incredible game. He helped get the Cubs get on the board. He had three hits. He played incredible defense. And hats off to Jameson. What a great outing he had. Unbelievable. And let's give credit also to Kittredge coming back today after 2 days. And, you know, I was worried about it, but I knew he was facing the bottom of the lineup, and he did incredible. And you know what? I agree with you, Chuck. They're hitting the Brewers at the right time. Maybe I don't agree with a lot of what Craig Counsell was doing, but guess who he knows best? The Brewers. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your show.
Yep. And again, that's going to be a storyline, and I get it. You know, with the playoff series, with Counsell returning to Milwaukee, but really the storyline of this series is you've got Milwaukee best record in baseball, and you got a ball club with the Cubs who are going to beat Milwaukee in this series. There is no doubt in my mind, and they're going to win in five games. Let's go back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Alex from the North Side, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to get straight to the point here. Ian Happ batting third. He's 0-for. I was at game one, game three. He's not hitting the ball. He hit one today. He hit the Ivy. What do you guys think of him being moved down? And one more thing before you let me go. Matt Shaw's not hitting. Is Turner or Willie Castro going to – you guys think they should come in and get some hits in? Turner's a good playoff contender. He's a veteran. Do you think he should be moved to third? And what do you guys think of Ian Happ's swinging at first with the men on first and second with no outs in the first game? Hit grounds into a double play. What about bunting the guy over? I know the previous caller said about bunting guys over. These guys. It's important playoffs. I get a three hitter, four hitter. They can hit the long ball and stuff like that. But it's playoffs. Move them over. You got
yeah. I get it. But here's the story. And I know Shaw went hitless in this series. But you've got to think big picture here. And you can probably sacrifice some offense for defense. You really can. I don't think Counsell's going to make major changes whatsoever. And why should he? You know, thank you for the call. 312-644-6767. Rich around 670 The Score.
Hey, Chuck, thanks for taking my call on the way home from the game today as well as on after game one. And boy, what an environment Wrigley was. My main point that I wanted to bring up today was I think the unsung hero of the season is Carson Kelly.
Yep.
He's a guy who was supposed to be playing a backup role. And, you know, not getting a ton of playing time. And he came in, and not only is he, you know, hitting, but he is managing a pitching staff that is nowhere near what it was supposed to be at the start of the year. So Carson Kelly is my guy as Cubs MVP for this season.
Yep. And again, here's a guy drafted by the Cardinals, and he winds up, you know, I mean, we're talking about, what, a 30, 31-year-old player. And he's had a really good year. He had a couple of hits tonight. And again, this is what you go into for winning baseball. And if you look and examine a roster, and this roster was put together, and I got to give Jed Hoyer a lot of credit, because remember, they announced that he gets an extension, and then the trade deadline, and they didn't make the, you know, the sexy sizzling trade that everyone was looking for, and Jed Hoyer got killed in the media, hammered in the media. And he knew what he was doing. I mean, he's a really, really good baseball man. And I just think,
right.
I mean, the way he's put this club together, and especially in the case of Swanson, who came over, I mean, Swanson was the number one overall pick in baseball. I mean, this guy isn't just a run-of-the-mill, better-than-average player. He is a great player. Now, I'm not talking about offensively, has he had a great year? No. He's had a fantastic season, however, a gold glove season at short. Nico Hoerner hit .297 this year. Do you realize there was only one player in the National League to hit over .300? Trey Turner of Philadelphia? Only one. And so when you look at, again, the middle with Kelly, with Hoerner, with Swanson, with PCA, I mean, PCA is 23 years old. And when they traded Javi Baez, and we're saying, oh, I can't believe he got rid of Javi Baez. We love him. Everyone loves Javi. And I hope he has a great series against the Mariners. But the truth of the matter is, they looked at that farm system with the Mets, and they said, that's a kid that intrigues us. And now you know the rest of the story. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Carl from Woodstock, you're on 670 The Score, following the Cubs 3-1 win over the Padres, claiming the wild card series. What's happening?
Yeah. Good evening. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Well, my topic of where I wanted to go with that has changed a lot over the last several callers, picking up from what they're saying and how I want to address what they're saying. But overall, I think we all just have to understand that, you know, as Cubs fans, we have to support our Cubs players. We have to support the staff. We have to understand that they're making the best decisions that they can, knowing what they know that we don't know. And, you know, like I was listening to 670 on the way down to the game. I got a 2-hour drive to Wrigley today, and they were sitting there saying how PCA should be benched. And I think we can all thank God right now that that didn't happen. You know, without his defense and his offense today, I think this game would have been very different. So as a whole, you know, we just have to trust the system and understand that this is what we need to do. We have to support our Cubs no matter what. And, you know, Shaw, if he went hitless in the series, you know, hey, he's due. Like, we just have to respect that and understand that it's coming. You know, Tucker, he really came in clutch today, too. You know, he had several hits.
Yep, had a couple of hits.
I would love to see Ballesteros up there because, you know, that kid's up and coming. I mean,
he's
putting up some good numbers, you know, and I would love to have seen him. I'm kind of glad that the game worked out as best as it could have today. They put the right people in at the right times, and I don't think they could have done a better job tonight.
Yeah, and again, we can, and I want to get back to you on one thing you said, but first and foremost, because we're getting a lot of tweets and texts and people on the phone lines, they want to talk about Ballesteros, they want to talk about Casey. All this can wait until next year. We can, you know, they can sort things out about Tucker in the offseason. I really don't want to talk about Tucker and his contract. Not at this point. Enjoy what just happened. The Cubs beat the Padres. A lot of people that are, if you read the, you know, the network.com baseball stories, they had the Padres winning this series. And so for the Cubs to win this series and then go on to play Milwaukee, and I think Milwaukee is very, very vulnerable. And that's why I like the Cubs in this series. But you were at the game. Tell me about the atmosphere. Are you with us? Whoops, I think we lost you. So let's go back to the phone lines. Xavier from Bloomington, you're on 670 The Score.
Yeah, I think watching this game and kind of talking about what other people said, I think the city of Chicago really is excited and hungry for some Cubs baseball. And I think kind of what the last guy said about some criticism, and I totally agree where I've, you know, been hearing some of that same stuff. But I look at it like this. You know, this is a young and hungry team, and you know, whether that helps us or not, I think we have the potential to go out there and dominate. But at the same time, it brings its risk, and I think that we have the potential to you know, kind of shoot ourselves in the foot almost. So I want to see your opinion on what you think, you know, maybe the Cubs can focus on in or hone in as far as, you know, taking care of ourselves as far as, you know, the Brewers in this case and hopefully teams to come.
Well, remember, this is going to be a five-game series, not three. When you're in a three-game series, you empty the bullpen. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care if a starter went five, six innings. You got to bring them back on 2 days rest if you can. And I think in a five-game series, you manage maybe a little bit differently. But again, in a very close game, you have to go for it. And by that, I mean, if you have to use six pitchers in a game, you do it. Simple as that. And I think it's going to be a great series, not only between two very, very good ball clubs, but also two really good managers. And I think Pat Murphy is a really good manager, very good manager. I followed his career when he was at Notre Dame, Arizona State. And let me tell you what, this guy is a baseball man. Craig Counsell is a baseball man. And that's why this series has a lot of underline as far as stories. And I can't wait for it to be played. And I still maintain the Cubs are going to get him. I think Milwaukee is very vulnerable. I really do. And that's not to discredit what they did. They had a magnificent season. But at this point, this time, I think the Cubs can win this series. Thank you. Let's go to Lorraine on the road. Lorraine, you're on 670 The Score.
Hello.
Yes, Lorraine.
Yes, so I work at Wrigley Field.
You do?
And It was crazy today and absolutely electric and fun and everything else. And here's a thought. What about Michael Bush? We haven't talked about him in the last half hour.
True. I mean, here's a guy. Again, Michael Bush came over in a trade with the Dodgers.
Yep. And we could not have done this without him.
I agree.
Yeah. And here's another question.
Oh, by the way, and speaking of Michael Bush, what did he get? Three hits tonight, I believe. Is that right? He got three.
Oh, my God.
He had to. Tyler Farrigal, do you have the stats on Bush in this series? He had to hit, what, 400 or 500 in the series?
So tonight he was three of four.
He got three hits, and what was the series batting average?
I'm going to look at that right now.
So I bet you it was over 300. He had to hit maybe nearly 400 in the series. Anyway, let me ask you a question, Lorraine. Are you still with us? All right, so I'm still at Wrigley Field. Tell me about the atmosphere, because I was watching, listening to the game, of course, in our studios, waiting to get on the air after a fantastic postgame show with David Haw and, of course, Bruce Levine and, you know, Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer and everyone involved. But tell me about the atmosphere at Wrigley Field for those of us who weren't there.
It was nuts. It was unbelievable. And it was, I've worked there since 2017. So right after we won the World Series, I started working there. And this was the best night in the 9 years I've worked there.
Wow.
It was crazy. Yeah, yeah. And I want to know, who do you think is going to be our pitcher on Saturday?
Very good question. Excellent question. And, you know, I think...
Cade Horton is coming back end of next week. Rumor has it.
Well, we don't, but they haven't released an official statement on Cade Horton yet.
No.
But
right.
And let's talk about Cade Horton for a second. We knew that he was in the farm system and that he was going to be an emerging player in this organization. But if someone told me he was going to have the season he had, I would have said, really? I said, you know, I like this guy, but he was a dominant pitcher. And, I mean, I want them, though, to be very, very cautious. And I know we're in a series, but the only way I send him to the mound, even if they get three, four innings out of him, I mean, the only way I want him to pick up a baseball and pitch, if he's been cleared medically to be 100%, not 90%, not 75%, but 100%.
All right, I agree, but rumor has it he'll be good next week.
All right, well, maybe you just scooped us, and thank you for that, Lorraine. Appreciate it. 312-644-6767.
I have the Michael Bush playoff stats if you want them.
You got Michael Bush's playoff stats?
So he was 1-for-3 in Game 3 with that No, he didn't hit a home run. So he was 1-for-3 in game one. I'm sorry, I'm mixing my words. 0-for-3 game two, 3-for-4 in game three. So that would make him 4-for-10 so far in the
there
playoffs.
There you go. 400.
400's not bad.
See what happens when you get a degree from Ohio University? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Jay from South Bend. You're on 670 The Score. Jay, how are you doing? Jay, are you with us?
I'm good. Yeah, yep. I want to say, I'm here. I want to say hello to you, specifically Joe Bag of Donuts.
Joe Bag of Donuts,
really
there you go.
I want to say, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for a series win against the Brewers, and I'm hungry for donuts.
So am
the
I.
Brewers
yep.
are like a plain, unfrosted donut that's fine, but nothing special. The Cubs' defense is like a delicious bear claw.
There you
the
go.
The pinnacle of donuts. Wouldn't be here without it. And Cubs' pitching is like a full box of donuts when
wow.
somebody brings them into work.
You're killing
they
me.
They can beat you in a dozen ways.
Oh, man.
And when you get past the starters, when people have picked through the box, there's still some delicious Long Johns in the box.
What's your favorite donut, Jay?
I really like a sprinkle donut. Like, nothing fancy, but, you know, the sprinkles make me feel happy.
Okay, well, you're a happy man now, and I appreciate it. I'll go with the apple fritter or maybe a chocolate glazed because I love donuts. I mean, maybe I could get in trouble for this, but I love Do Right Donuts. And I could go to Do Right Donuts every day of the week, but I have to work out. Because if I didn't work out, I'd probably weigh 400 pounds, and I do not want that to happen. We've got, the phone lines are just jammed. They want to talk Cubs baseball. They want to talk about the Brewers. They want to talk about my prediction of Cubs in 5. I got some people thinking I'm nuts. That's true. They think I'm Joe Bag of Donuts. That's double true. But then there are some people who say, Chuck, give it to the Brewers. They don't deserve it. Cubs in 5. Back with more in a minute right here on the home of the Cubs. 50,000 watts of Major League Baseball power. 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Cubs leading 2-0. Almost everyone standing at Wrigley. And the 1-2. A little line drive. Caught by Horner. Throws to second, not in time. Great catch by Nico Horner. It was a soft line drive. He jumped and came down and then reached up and caught a snow cone. Great catch by Nico. Not an easy play.
You gotta love it. Cubs 3, Nico. Padres 1. Meantime, Yankees 4-0 of the Red Sox. That ball game in the 8th inning. If the Yankees win Game 1 in Milwaukee, Cubs and Brewers in the first of a 5-game series will get underway at 1:08 Central Time with the Cubs and Milwaukee right here on your official home of Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. And again, tomorrow with Mully and Haw, throughout the whole day, throughout the whole week, throughout the whole century, you're going to get the Cubs. And it was quite a ball game tonight. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. You know, we had one of the employees at Wrigley Field, and she called just a few minutes ago, and she's talking about Cade Horton. And she said, yeah, I think Cade's going to be back for this series. Now, I don't know that. And I don't know where she gets her information. Maybe she knows something. Maybe it's speculation. But here's Bruce Levine with Cade Horton.
David, I'm here with a guy that if he wasn't a part of the team this year, they wouldn't be celebrating a second time here, and that's Cade Horton. Cade, you know, we know you had the bad break, no pun intended, but how much pride do you take in this and watching your teammates do this?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, I think just something so special about this team is, you know, we're all pulling on the same rope and, you know, all wanting to win. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And, you know, the guy stepped up this week, and so it was a lot of fun to watch and be a part of. And so just looking forward to the next.
Have you been taking time to reflect on what you've been able to do this year, or are you still concentrating on knowing the competitor in you, doing your work and trying to get ready for the end of the next round?
Yeah, I'm still just trying to, you know, focus on one day at a time, trying to get better and go from there. You know, I think the offseason is a great time to reflect, and so there will be time for that. But, yeah, for right now, I'm just locked in on trying to win baseball games.
There was a manager here like 60 years ago named Leo DeRocher. He wrote a book that said, "Nice guys finish last." That's not the case with this team. You got a bunch of really good people. You're one of them. But there's a fire that burns in you and a lot of the other guys. Talk a little bit about, you know, the fiery competitor you are, yet a really good person.
Yeah, I think, you know, just when the lights come on and you go out there, just a different mode flips in. It's time to compete, you know. And I feel like a lot of this team has got that. Just got that competitive fire. Doesn't matter how it looks, what's going on. Like your job is to go out there and get it done. And so, yeah, just really proud of the guys. Yeah.
When you look at Milwaukee, are you still hoping somehow you can come off the IL at the end of the series and be a factor?
For sure. Yeah, I think I'm just taking it one day at a time. You know, I feel like I'm in a good place right now, and so we'll see what happens. You know, in 4 or 5 days, and trying to be ready to pitch.
Enjoy the night. Enjoy the next series. Thanks so much for everything all year, and hopefully 3 more of these. Right?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, that is the outstanding work of Bruce Levine right here on 670 The Score. This is Chuck Swirsky. We're on the air until 10 o'clock tonight. We have Tyler Farengel getting it done on the other side of the window. Tyler, again, we thank you. Let's go to Al from South Florida. Al, you're on 670 The Score. Welcome.
Yeah, Chuck, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're doing a great job as always, Chuck. Love listening to your live call-in show. Couple of things, you know, you were talking about Matt Shaw being only, you were talking about PCA only being 23. Well, Matt Shaw is another guy who's only 23.
Yep.
And I'm looking for him to be a great star also. And the defense, he's tremendous, I think, and the offense is, I think, going to come along. I did have one quick question to ask you, and I was reminded about it today when I was watching this game. Do you think the fact that a guy like PCA tries to steal makes it, and then just because of his momentum, you got the infielder standing there just kind of pushing him, nudging him, and trying to get him off the base and getting him called out. Is there anything they can do about that rule? Do you foresee or do you have any suggestions as to what they could do to modify that situation a little bit?
Well, all I know is that, you know, I think it happens to a lot of ball players, and I think that it's probably pretty well instructed by the umpires before a series begins, and certainly opposing managers probably are in communication with umpires, because this happens on a routine basis throughout Major League Baseball, and it's just, I hate to use a cliche, but I'm going to use it, it's a part of the game. And I'll tell you what, you know, when the Brewers know the Cubs and the Cubs know the Brewers, there's no secrets in this series, okay? I mean, they may look at some things here and there, they're going to go over a ton of tape, and they've already done that, and I'm sure as far as the Brewers, because they've had the week off, so to speak. And, you know, the Cubs have already prepared. They were preparing for, you know, whether or not they were going to play Milwaukee or going into last week's game, who are they going to play. But I think this is going to be a great series. And, again, I'm expecting the Cubs to win in five. I really do. And I think the Milwaukee pitching staff is a mess. And I think the players are terrific. But, again, they're without three really good pitchers on that staff. Thank you for the call. Bruce from Worth. Bruce, you're on 670 The Score.
Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call. And go, Cubs, go. I got three things here where I think the manager could improve on. And last but not least, something about Mr. Happ. First of all, God bless Mr. Farm. Remember the old Sox announcer?
Yep.
He said this. Basically, you know, here's what it is. Once you're on, bring them over and bring them in. Nothing hard about that, I agree. But here it is. So many times with no outs or maybe one out, bunt. There's so many times they should bunt and this and that. That's number one. Number two, if there's an old saying, if it's not broke, leave it alone. God bless it when a pitcher is hot and he's going good. Next minute later, you see him taking him out. Leave him alone. Number three. Hey,
you do know by the fact that a lot of these pitchers now have thrown an inordinate amount of innings, right? And they have matched their level of years. So if you extend them, it's going to come back and get you.
Right. Ferguson Jenkins, man. And the old timers know this, the baby boomers. He said it. It was embarrassing. Man, I pitched nine innings.
I get it.
For the next doubleheader.
I get it. But those, let me tell you what, Bruce, those days are over. They are over. I mean, the days of a pitcher going to the mound and getting 20 complete games on a season, you will never see that again, period. Not happening. Let's go to Jordan from Old Town. Jordan, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, Chuck, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
So I was just at the game tonight, and you can tell my voice is a little gone. It was an incredible atmosphere. The crowd was insane from the second we walked in the stadium. It really felt special.
All right, so Jordan, I'm gonna interview you now. So,
okay.
How did you get your tickets to the ball game?
So one of my buddies did he just got a pre-sales and he waited in the queue and then him and I went to the game.
Okay, so you go to the game. Now, when you're at the game, did you stand the whole game? Did you ever sit down? Did you ever go get a refreshment? Or were you into it like, you know, every inning, every batter?
So, I was probably standing almost the entire game. Making just screaming pretty much the whole game, a lot of high fives, a lot of hugs.
How many games do you attend a year?
Probably 20.
20, that's 20. A lot. So how would you compare the crowd noise in at Wrigley Field tonight compared to others?
The atmosphere was insane. So I would say this is a great question. The funny thing is that ticket prices were just slightly more than like a July Saturday or Friday day game, which is funny. But the atmosphere was a lot better. So Saturday day games, Friday day games are awesome, right? But there's a slight buzz, but nobody's standing up and going crazy until the ninth inning, two outs. It was first inning.
Well, let me tell you something, Jordan. I don't think there's any doubt about it that the Cubs Nation is going to take over Milwaukee. You can book it. I mean, Milwaukee has no idea what's in store for them in the first two games of this series. No clue. Zero.
I could not agree more, Chuck. Milwaukee, I mean, it's Wrigley North, right? It's going to be a swarm. I mean, it's going to be an absolute swarm of Cubs fans up north. And the issue is that the prices are going to get pushed up there, and I don't know if they're fully ready for that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? You have to expect that, though. You know, once you get past this series, from here on out, ticket prices are going to go off the charts. And you know what? It is what it is. I get it. You get it. Major League Baseball gets it. The owners get it. The players understand. It happens. But, Jordan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Cody from Indiana. Cody, welcome. 670 The Score at 312-644-6767.
Can you hear me, Jeff?
I can hear you, Cody. By the way, let me give you an update, Cody, that they are in the ninth inning, one out, one on for the Red Sox, 4-0 New York. And if New York holds on, game one on Saturday, it will start at 1:08 Central Time. That's 1:08 Central Time, game one with the Cubs against the Brewers. So if you could turn down the sound so we don't get the feedback from your radio, I'd appreciate it, Cody. So what do you want to talk about tonight? You want to talk about the Cubs' defense? You want to talk about their bullpen? You want to talk about Council?
I was at game two yesterday, and I was at game three today. And just like that gentleman was saying, the atmosphere was crazy. It was magical for sure.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I wonder if Mitch Rosen is listening, the czar of sports radio. Maybe if I say, hey, Mitch, can I get to a Cubs-Brewers game? Or maybe I should wait. I'll wait when the Cubs play the Phillies. See, I think, Tyler, the Phillies are going to beat the Dodgers, okay?
And how many games?
I already got this mapped out. The Cubs are going to win game five in Milwaukee. Okay, it's a best of five. Then it's the championship series, and they are going to beat the Phillies. Wow. They're going to beat the Phillies, and they are going to the World Series because nobody gave them a shot. I saw, am I allowed to say this? I saw SportsCenter. Okay, I'm going to say it anyway. I saw SportsCenter, and the people who do the odds, I mean, you can't go anywhere anymore. Everything's like, oh, this is minus 150, plus 300. I don't understand any of that stuff because I don't gamble.
Bag of donuts?
I'm Joe Bag of Donuts. You know what? I sit on my couch with a bag of donuts, and I watch a ball game.
Love it.
And Bill Winnington at Bulls games brings a bag of donuts. What do you think we do during a timeout? Talk basketball? No, we're talking about sprinkles. We're talking about glazed. Anyway, so all I can tell you is that this is all going to happen. ESPN had the Cubs as plus 100. No, 1,000. They had no idea, and they have no clue what's happening here. This club has come together. Trust me, they're going to beat the Brewers. They are.
I would love that, Chuck.
What's happening? And I hope this show gets into Milwaukee, doesn't it? I think it gets into Milwaukee. It should be 50,000 watts. So for Brewers fans, you know, I hate to give you the news, but you're in for a long week plus. All right, we're going to take a break, right? We have to take a break, Tyler. And then we're going to be back on the phone lines at 312-644-6767.
Swing and a miss, strike three. A breaking ball got him. Three shutout innings for Jamison Tyone.
Tyone was fabulous tonight. No doubt about it. Cubs advance, take it on the Brewers, and the Yankees defeat Boston 4-0. Cam Schlitter struck out 12. He was dominating. And, you know, so again, game one Saturday, it's going to be on 1:08 with the first pitch. We'll have complete coverage all day tomorrow, all day on Saturday, leading up to the first pitch right here on 670 The Score. You know, we talked about that baseball is such a beautiful sport. It's also a marathon, 162 games. I repeat, 162. So let me give you the story here. Just because we were monitoring the Yankees-Red Sox. And Tyler Farrigal is our producer. Tyler, you tell me if I'm giving you, like, just misinformation. The Yankees get off to a great start of the season, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, like all teams, they have a bump in the road. But with the Yankees, they flat out hit the wall. About a month ago, they were in serious jeopardy of not making the playoffs. Aaron Boone, the manager, was getting ripped every single game, every single inning. These players on New York were throwing the ball around. It looked like a minor league team, like playing in the independent league. And these were wearing pinstripes. They were horrible. And all of a sudden, the last 2.5, 3 weeks of the year, they went on a tear. Now look. I mean, they beat the Red Sox.
Chuck, I remember looking at the standings not long after the trade deadline, or it was right on the time. Their record was 67-59. Now you can do the math there. They ended up 94-68. So in that stretch, only 8 games above 500, they finished the season 27-9.
Wow.
That's pretty remarkable. And it definitely turned out to be after the trade deadline with that record.
Yes. Okay, we've got about 5 minutes to go, so let's go back to the phone lines. You guys have been great. And again, we'll have so many stories tomorrow. We're going to feature you on the phone lines. We're going to talk about going to Milwaukee as the Cubs get ready for the Brewers. We're going to talk about, you know, how many fans are going to make Milwaukee and that ballpark at Miller Park, and they're just going to just devour that ballpark. It's going to be a sea of Cub blue. Let's go to Steve in Springfield on 670 The Score. Steve, how are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much, Chuck. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your positivity, man. I'm down here in Central Illinois, down by Springfield. I'm in Cardinal country.
Oh.
I'm a lifelong Cub fan, 56 years old. So I relish these moments, and I love these moments. And on the way home tonight, listen to your show, and oh my gosh, I've coached Little League, councils, what's he doing? Shaw stinks. These guys stink. Dude, this is awesome. This team is so awesome. PCA looked like a little leaguer for 2 games, and today he steps up and makes a great catch in the first inning. Has 3 hits. I just live in the present and enjoy this group. And I'm like you. There's more things to come. We're going to keep rolling. I like what we're doing. I like this feel. I like this group. This is more therapeutic for me to get it off my chest, because I listen to the Score from down here sometimes, and Chicago fans are like, we suck. What are we doing? This is stupid. No, it's baseball, and it's how it goes. And you live with it and you die with it. It's just pitch by pitch, at bat by at bat.
Yep.
Matt Shaw might hit 500 against the Brewers and be awesome. I don't know. But his glove at third base is awesome. So I'm going to take that and relish it.
Well, good for you. And by the way, for our listeners downstate who follow the Cardinals, good luck on that, because, and I know they shook up their front office, but their attendance this year was horrible. And the fans, the diehard Cardinal fans, sent a very strong message to ownership. And I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they're going after major free agents. I think they're going to try and trade 2 or 3 players that have been with that organization for a while. But it's going to take some time for the Cardinals to get back. The Cubs can own this division and should own this division for years, because they are the only big market team. They've got revenue coming out of the infield and outfield and everything in between. So there is no question the Cubs can dominate this division for decades. And again, they won 92 games this year. They just beat the Brewers. They're going to beat the Brewers again. So do we have time for one more call, or do we have to wrap it up?
One more quick one.
Let's go to Johnny from Northside. Johnny, what's happening? You're on 670 The Score.
How you doing, Chuck?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I heard my cousin actually on the radio earlier, and I just wanted to chime in. There's a lot of people that say what he said was wrong, but the way I grew up coaching and with my cousin, the one thing you cannot teach in any sport is speed. And myself, I had my son who stole 11 bases in 4 at bats. Do you know why? Because it was attributed to small ball.
Okay.
That's all I'm mentioning is that.
Well, you know what? For now, I get where you're coming from, but you know what? For now, just for this moment, before we get into small ball and how you're going to attack the Brewers and all that good stuff, just, you know, enjoy it, savor the moment, embrace the fact that the Cubs have moved on with a wild card series victory over the San Diego Padres. Many thanks to all of our callers. Again, we're going to have complete coverage right here on the home of the Cubs, 670 The Score. Tyler, thank you. This is Chuck Swirsky. Always a pleasure right here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.